or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
A Belgian prosecutor says the third suspect in yesterday's terror attack not in custody. Earlier media reports indicated that authorities had arrested Naheem Lakhraoui. Lakhraoui is known as the man in white. He's suspected to be the one joined by two brothers in the attacks at an airport and subway station that killed more than 30 people. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz explaining comments he made about patrolling Muslim neighborhoods.
Focusing law enforcement and national security resources on areas, on locations where there is a higher incidence of radical Islamic terrorism.
Cruz telling NBC's Today show that the attack in Brussels wasn't an isolated incident. He spoke in Manhattan saying in the wake of the Brussels terror attacks, police should be empowered to patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods before they become radicalized. Cruz saying if you want to stop radical Islamic terrorism, you need a concerted effort to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
USA covering the race to the White House with senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Another primary election night, another win for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In the Republican primary in Arizona, Donald Trump ran away with it, scoring 46% of the vote to win all 58 delegates in the state. On the Democratic side of the ledger, Hillary Clinton won 60% of the vote. She captured 40 of the 56 delegates already assigned. In the USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Jason Wirtz.
Thanks, Jason. In other election news, former Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is endorsing Texas Senator Ted Cruz for the GOP nomination. The former Florida governor making the announcement on his Facebook page, saying Cruz is a consistent, principled conservative. President Obama scheduled to meet with the president of Argentina today. He'll hold a joint news conference this afternoon with the president in Buenos Aires. Later in the day, Obama going to hold a town hall-style meeting with the young people of Argentina. And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Security beefed up today in the subway system and the high-profile areas in New York City after the Belgium terrorist attack. New Yorkers noticing heavily armed officers from the NYPD's counterterrorism unit and bob-sniffing dogs. This guy isn't so sure about taking the subway.
I'm nervous. Of course, could happen any time, and we just don't know. I mean, the security, I think we do a pretty good job here, but how can you stop things that happened in Brussels?
The Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says there's no specific credible intelligence pointing to an attack like that here in the United States. Well, here in the U.S., the tap water in many small communities is a violation of federal safety regulations, even after being reported years ago. USA Radio's Anthony Lacero takes a look for us.
A federal report released on Tuesday says over 3/4 of small community water systems in the U.S. that had the most serious health-related violations in 2011 were still not in compliance. The report from the EPA's Inspector General says the EPA needs to do more to make sure that the water in small communities is safe to drink. The report notes that many small water systems serving about 24 million people in the U.S. are less likely to have the technical capacity to monitor their water for contaminants or to make repairs. I'm Anthony Lucero.
A proposal to increase California's minimum wage is going to be voted on in November. State officials say an initiative to raise the baseline rate to $15 an hour has qualified for a position on the ballots. This is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 57 degrees, and it is expected to be mostly sunny with a high near 69 for today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 41. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Thursday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. And showers on Friday before noon. Then a chance for showers in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 64. Friday, partly cloudy with a low of 33. And that's Friday night. And Saturday will be sunny with a high near 56. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 59. So it looks like we're going to have a lovely, cool Easter Sunday ahead of us. And it is currently 12:06.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And I decided today to talk a little bit about terrorism, the stress that it causes, and how to handle it. Now, of course, most of us are aware of what is going on in the world in terms of terror. The recent bombings in Belgium just the other day. Excuse me. Several Americans have been severely injured in that. And we've had over 30 deaths in Belgium and over 200 casualties, injuries, as a consequence to that. And It does affect all of us. We've had terror attacks here in the United States. Obviously, 9/11 is the one, with San Bernardino and Fort Hood, and just to name it, up in Boston, just to name a few. And we've been witnessing them around the world: Paris, Belgium, Africa, numerous ones in Africa, and Turkey, Iraq. It is rather global in its nature in that way. So we sit and watch the news and we feel a sense of shock. It affects us. Even though we may not be witnessing a bombing in our community or a terror attack in our community, we're still on edge. We're still irritable and cautious. I have a friend who is going to be flying in another couple of days, and she's anxious. included with that are feelings of anger, guilt, grief, and sadness. I'm listening to the news on the way in, and they're talking about the stock market in Europe. And they said the stock market actually went up. And why was that? Well, there's emotional numbing. No, and just another day of terror. And yet we also have a sense of helplessness. There's a loss of pleasure that's derived from our familiar activities because we might be what I'm going to call hypervigilant. And it may even be difficult to have feelings of happiness. And we may even experience some difficulties loving. So we shut down emotionally. These are common emotional effects of traumatic stress. Now, we hear a lot about post-traumatic stress, but we can have current traumatic stress or acute stress. There are also effects on the way we view the world or some of our belief systems. So we've got some emotional effects, and now we have some cognitive effects. It impairs our concentration. So I'm having a hard time focusing. It impairs our ability to make a decision. Excuse me. Because, again, we're distracted. And we're looking, what's safe? Is this a safe decision? We may have some memory impairment. So stress can affect our ability to remember things clearly. Even something as simple as we're watching this horrific thing going on television, we got to go to the grocery store, we realize that we forgot our grocery list, we're distracted. And there's disbelief. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. And confusion. When is this going to stop? I don't understand this. It can even affect our ability to sleep, showing up in things like nightmares or night terrors. It affects our self-esteem. It may even low our self-efficacy, and we start blaming, self-blame. And we have intrusive thoughts. So throughout the day, I may not even be watching this or listening to it on the radio or checking up on Facebook and Twitter. And, oh my gosh, the barrage of information that we have about terror is incredible. So not only do we have that intruding our thoughts, but just thinking about it in general. And then, of course, we worry. We worry getting on a plane, getting on a train, going to a public place where people are gathering. And we also may have some disassociation. And disassociation is when we are feeling kind of spacey or get tunnel vision. Things feel dreamlike, almost an out-of-body experience. And these things can happen because of stress and terror. We also have physical effects, fatigue and exhaustion, insomnia, cardiovascular strain, a higher startle response. That means, you know, maybe I'm washing dishes and somebody walks into the kitchen and I go, ah! Okay. Hyper arousal. So I'm always on the watch. Increased physical pain. Well, again, that's the holding everything in. I'm feeling really stressed. I'm tense. It reduces our immune responses. So we may have a higher chance of some physical things that might go on: headaches, stomach upset, decreased appetite, decreased libido, and a higher vulnerability to illness. So these are things that happen with stress in general. In addition, stress can affect our relationships. So we may have an increased conflict. See, I'm hyper aroused, I'm tense, I'm worried. There may be some social withdrawal. I don't want to participate. I want to stay home. Home is safe. There's reduced relational intimacy and alienation. I might demonstrate impaired work performance or school performance. I have a decrease in satisfaction. I distrust other people. There's a group of people standing over there and they're all talking and kind of looking over their shoulder. What's going on? Might not be anything. They might be making a decision in terms of where they're going to have lunch. There's an externalization of blame and an externalization of vulnerability. We may feel abandoned and rejected, and there's a sense to overprotect. So these are some consequences that we may all feel when we witness violence or terror or disaster. And we are living in a time where a lot of this is happening right in front of our eyes via the television and via the internet. So even though we ourselves may not be in the actual situation of experiencing terror, we still have those side effects. We still may feel a severe disassociation, as if the world is unreal and we're not connected to our own body. Losing sense of identity. We may have flashbacks. It's as if the memory of what we're seeing keeps flashing in front of our eyes, even into those nightmares or night terrors. In that severe hyperarousal that I mentioned, we may have panic attacks or terrifying nightmares. And again, like I said, an inability to concentrate. And it can lead to severe depression. Maybe even substance abuse. Alcohol. Self-medication. So, these things can be affecting our lives, though we have not actually experienced a terror attack. So, sometimes we can be, even through watching the experience on television, we can walk away with post-traumatic stress. But for the most part, I think right now, with the trauma that's going on and the terror that's going on, we are probably, most of us, are dealing more with a sense of fear and helplessness and horror. And it's casting stress on our daily lives. Anger. Why aren't we doing something about this? Stress can be directly related to anger. I attended a anger management course just last Thursday. Very interesting. I enjoyed it. learned a few things, which is always a good thing to have happen. And one of the things that the presenter mentioned was the five S's that lead to anger. And stress was at the top. Stress, sleep, sickness. Okay, so if we're not feeling well. Sustenance, are we eating well? And substances, again, are we using drugs or alcohol and have that in our life? Or maybe even a side effect of medication. And I just want to apologize about my, it's allergy season. So that's why I'm clearing my throat and may sound a little froggy. That was a little aside. So stress has a direct link to anger. But the other thing too is we may blame. Because we're feeling threatened. Why isn't our government doing more? Why isn't other non-radical Islam and Muslims do something about it? Or other Islamic countries who are not radical or don't radicalize people? I mean, this is the radical. This is a severe fundamental Islamic belief system that tends to be violent and controlling and is more related actually to a governing system, an ideology, than a religion. And I think it's important to realize that. So stress plays a huge role in our lives, and we need some stress. There needs to be some healthy stress. The very act of breathing, the very act of chewing our food, we've got to put stress on our jaw just to do that. And swallowing is stress related. Basic living things, living physiological, we need some stress. Stress actually helps us change. You're uncomfortable. It makes us change, causes change. Change is healthy. But when we're overstressed or when we're stressed by trauma, then we've got those other things that I had mentioned earlier. So how do we deal with that? What are some things that we do? Well, number one, is do not watch and seek out more and more information about a terror attack. It's very easy, like watching a train wreck or a car wreck, to want to slow down and go, what's going on? And I want to look at it and I want to see. Move on. That would be my number one suggestion as a counselor, even as a friend. Let's not focus on it. Let's do something else. I know this is happening in the world. You know it's happening in the world. However, right now it's not happening here in Flemington, New Jersey, as far as I know. And it's definitely not happening here at the Chamber of Commerce. In here in the studio. As a matter of fact, I'm the only one in the studio. So nothing is happening that where I'm being terrorized or threatened. There's no danger. There's no violence going on right now. There's nothing to terrorize me right now. And so it's about getting my focus off of the thing that was terrorizing me onto what's going on in my life, in my own life. These things are important. So, though we may be watching some of this, and it may be lingering in the back of our minds, the good news is our brain has the ability to choose its thoughts. choose its focus. Now, if I have plans that I know I will be going to the airport and flying on a business trip, I might want to take some extra precautions. Nothing wrong with that. It means I know I need to show up earlier. They've suggested, you know, if you see something, say something. So I'm going to keep that in the back of my head. Just be a little cautious. I'm going to take care of myself, make sure that I get enough sleep, make sure that I eat well. There you go, one of the S's. Maybe practice a little breathing, some meditation. Plan on reading materials. Taking care of myself. So those things, those preparation things are important. At the same time, I'm not going to be preparing all the time. If I'm planning on going on a trip next week, I'm not going to be packing my suitcase for the next week, every day, every hour of the day. That's not practical. I'm going to pack my suitcase. When I pack my suitcase, chances are the night before. Some people like to, depending upon where they're going or if the weather changes, a different climate, whatever, well, you know, maybe a couple days before, start laying different outfits out and, you know, thinking about what they're going to wear because it's still cool here and we're going somewhere warmer. And so I get that. That is about preparing. And even with that, we don't do it 24/7. Being hypervigilant causes a lot of stress. Stress causes a lot of ailments. And the goal here is to really be healthy. To feel healthy, to take care of ourselves, to think healthy, to feel healthy. When I say feel, I don't mean physically feel. In other words, our emotional life is also healthy. I'm not living on the edge of fear all the time. So I am actually going to take a little commercial break. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking today about how to cope with trauma or terror and how to reduce the stress in your life as a consequence to what we hear in the news. You know, it's really important that we identify what we're feeling. And I share this with my clients all the time. Feelings or unexpressed feelings, unidentified feelings, become cumulative. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, if you were sitting in my office, what I might do is take out a balloon. I have balloons next to my chair. And I talk about anger. It's not okay. Maybe somewhere I got the message, it's not okay to feel anger. Or it's not okay to feel sadness or grief. It's not okay, or I don't have the tools. So it's like storing it up. And so I blow in the balloon, and I blow in the balloon, and I blow in the balloon. And as you know, balloons expand. And if you keep putting air into the balloon, as you also know, it will explode. So I think that that's an excellent example, a visual, of what happens when emotions build up, even stress. If I don't have a good outlet for stress or the stress caused by trauma, I can handle it. I can get through it. It's like blowing that balloon up and to a point where you explode. Now, that might mean that I have a rage episode. I may have an uncontrollable crying episode. I may become violent to others. I may become violent to myself. I may demonstrate a lack of motivation and I am not going anywhere. I'm staying in bed with the covers over my head. They're overreactions. And sometimes it can be just a little thing that triggers the overreaction. So one of the things that I do, if you are sitting in my office and I've got my balloon and it's filled with air, is I do the good old-fashioned pull the mouth part and, you know, it makes that horrible squeaky noise. But it lets the air out. And so the thing is that emotions are not always pretty and sometimes they are messy. But there's a huge difference when I let a little bit of the emotion out versus just let the balloon fly around the room. So we're talking about letting some of the emotion out. Identifying your feelings is extremely important. It actually helps us regulate how we respond to them. So if I say I'm really angry about something, I can say it and not get to the point where I'm exploding and breaking a dish. It's important that we name our feelings. We can journal. We can talk to friends. We can talk to family. We can talk to clergy. We can talk to a therapist. So we've got teachers. We can talk to our teachers. We've got people, parents. We can talk to our parents, favorite uncle or aunt, an older sibling. We have people that we can talk to about how we feel. It's so important to identify our feelings. So here we have a situation, we're watching this go on, we're observing this terror that's taking place, and you know, I for one, I'm angry, and I will say I am angry. I'm angry because we're not doing anything. I'm sad over the loss of lives. I'm sad. I love traveling, and I say, I don't know, is Europe going to be safe? I may not want to be traveling to Europe right now. And that creates sadness for me. I might want to recognize that I have some anxiety over some travel that I might be doing. And I'm going to share that with someone. I'm anxious about traveling. These feelings are normal. They're normal reactions to abnormal situations. And it's important that we talk about them. It helps relieve the stress. It's important to realize that we do get on with our lives. Many of us, not all of us, because some of us were not yet born, but many of us remember 9/11. That was very traumatic. I remember going into New York City and still seeing the smoke coming up. I think we had a play or something that we were going to, and there it was at the end of Manhattan, the smoke still coming up into the sky months later. I cried. It was still traumatic. However, I've been in the city since. And that particular event no longer traumatizes me. However, there are times that I still notice, if I'm watching a movie and the Twin Towers are there, where it's talked about, or we blame President Bush that it happened. Those kinds of things do annoy me, sometimes anger me, but what I do is I talk about it. And it's important to recognize that we have come through. We're rebuilding. And we are not helpless. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. Even at work, if you have an EAP counselor or some other mental health counselor at work, sometimes our corporations provide that. It's okay to talk about it. About your fears. About your feelings. It's also important to maintain your routine. So, I'm not going to stay home out of fear. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do the things that I need to do. Go to the grocery store. Go to the movies. Go to a sporting event, support my children, whatever, go to church or whatever, wherever you worship. Those things are important. Maintain your lifestyle. Maintain your routine. When we maintain our routine, it continues to give us that sense of normalcy in our life. Because there's an abnormal situation, I'm going to continue to practice being normal, doing the normal, healthy things that I've always done. It's also important to think positively. What do I mean by that? Well, things are going to get better. And today, nothing is happening, especially where I'm living. I'm living in a pretty safe country. Does it mean it's 100% safe? Nothing is 100%. At the same time, I don't need to necessarily be hypervigilant. And things are going to get better. It's important to be realistic. In the big picture, this is not permanent. For people who have lived through wars, like World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, those wars are not, they're not going on anymore. They've ended. This too shall come to an end. I don't know, they say 25 years, two generations, it's 50 years. I don't know. You know, they had the hundred year war in England number of centuries ago. It came to an end. it's important to recognize the actions that our government is taking to combat terrorism, to restore safety and security, to support our police and our military. Extremely important. Their job is to keep us, the regular citizens, safe. When you see a police officer, thank him for putting his life on the line to keep you safe. When you see a military person in uniform, or if you know of someone who is or was who is a vet, oftentimes vets may wear a hat that says Army or Navy, or thank them. Thank them for their service. If you don't agree, and because we have a representative government, that means I get to call the people who represent me that I voted for, and maybe or who you voted for that I, you know, may not have been my guy or gal that got into office. They are still there to represent me. I have the right, if I am not in agreement, to call them up and say, what is going on? What are you doing? Here are some actions that I would like you to consider. Here are some things to think about. Here's my perspective. Okay? We have the right to do that. We have the right to call up our representative and say, what are you doing? I'd like to know. How are you restoring safety? How are you keeping us safe? How are you combating terrorism? I can take those action steps if I so choose. But the other thing I think is important, and I said this before, is limiting the time that we watch this stuff on television. I know for myself, my husband can have the tendency to keep it on all the time, and I do when I'm home oftentimes have the news on as background, or music, or even just a TV show, just having the TV on if I'm home by myself. I don't necessarily focus on it, it's just background noise. But when my husband and I are home and we've had dinner and we've watched TV show or the news, I usually say, okay, it's time for something else. Let's watch something that's a little entertaining. It's a good thing to do that. It limits the exposure. Practice mindfulness. As you know, I talk about that quite often. Mindfulness is about being in the present moment, in the here and now. I can practice mindfulness by just focusing on one thing. Now, I know those of you who are listening don't know this because you're not seeing it, you're just hearing my voice. But here in the studio, there's a mug. And the mug holds some pens. It holds a black marker. It looks like a black magic marker. And an orange highlighter and a gray pen. It's probably black ink. And the inside of the cup is white and the handle is white. But the outside of the mug is pictures of nuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, almonds, cashews. Okay? So one of the things in terms of focusing in the here and now is just picking one thing and focusing. I could say, I just see one Brazil nut. I can say, I see, well, I can't say, I am saying, I see one almond. I see a number of cashews. I see hazelnuts. I didn't say that before because I just realized I'm seeing hazelnuts. That is a practice of mindfulness, picking one thing. Sometimes it's useful to do something like just sit quietly and light a candle and look at the candle or listen to some music. We can even go and do a little Googling for find some areas, some sites that might promote some meditation or might promote some imagery, meditative imagery. Or we could practice mindfulness in that we're using all our senses in a very mundane daily activity. Be because so often I might be folding the clothes, but I'm not thinking about it. I'm thinking about something else. I'm thinking about a conversation that I've had with my mother, a conversation I had with my spouse, a conversation that I had with a coworker or a client, or on and on. So I need to tell myself to stop. Stopping and telling ourselves to stop is a huge key. Stop. You know, here's a little thing, okay? Somewhere along the line, I am going to bring it up. I stopped talking about terrorism. I stopped talking about it. I'm focusing on other things. I can go back and start talking about it, but I choose to tell myself to stop and focus. What do I see? What do I hear? What am I doing with my hands? Am I tasting something? Am I smelling something? I want to focus on the present, the activity at hand. I don't need to be doing anything else. And if I find my brain starting to wander back, I tell it to stop and refocus. Maybe it's just focusing on my breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, and breathing out. The very act of breathing and doing breathing from our diaphragm, that means I'm breathing using my full lung capacity, down my back, into my belly, full breathing, deep breathing. Our tendency is to have shallow upper chest, upper lung breathing. So we are not getting a full exchange of oxygen. It means our heart works harder. Ah, stress. One of the things that happens when we're stressed, like I said, it constricts. So I'm not breathing them. You know, one of the things that's interesting about a panic attack, we forget to breathe. So they say, oh, here, breathe into the bag. Well, breathing into the bag, there's nothing about the bag that does anything. It's the focus now on breathing. Inhale and exhale deeply, deeply. And one of the things that I learned, very interesting about panic attacks, is the biggest problem is we forget to exhale. Whew. Exhale, fully exhale. It gives us the opportunity to inhale, fill our lungs to full capacity, providing oxygen, helping us relax. Notice, are your shoulders all up? Put them down. Focus on eating slowly, chewing your food, sipping your water. Don't gulp it. Okay, all of those things, that list that I gave earlier, that contributes to our stress, is generally the way we're handling it. And think positive thoughts. That self-talk. Do things that you enjoy. Very helpful. If you enjoy flowers, buy some. If you enjoy gardening, garden. If you enjoy walking, now that the weather's warming up, go for a walk. If you have pets, groom them. Play with them. Be with them. Watch something funny. Listen to soothing music. Enjoy family time. Play a family game. Oh my gosh, who ever heard of doing that? Put away your gadgets. Enough with the gadgets. even if all you're doing is contacting other friends and being on Facebook and sharing, you know, all of those, you know, if you don't share this, good things, bad things are going to happen. All that garbage that we see. Go get a facial or a manicure. Yes, men, you can get a facial. And you can get a manicure. These things are important. They're important for your health. I'm going to take just one last little break. I know I'm getting closer to the end, but I do need to give the sponsors their time. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I am talking about the stress of terror and how to cope with it. And I wanted to end up my program really talking about giving some helpful tips to our children. So the first thing, again, it's important for all of us, doesn't matter if we're adults or in children, is to encourage your children to talk about how they feel about the event. It's important to talk to your children about how they feel about any event, but this is an important thing. It gives them that outlet. Remember I talked about the balloon? It's also giving them a tool, a coping mechanism, on how to handle all their feelings. How do you feel about it? Of course, you might want to ask them what they have seen or heard about the experience or the situation. What do they know? Did they hear? Did they talk? Or did you talk about it at school? And assure them that you, their parent or guardian, are taking care of them and will continue to take care of them and help them deal with these issues and help keep them safe. You know, this is something that happened in Brussels. Brussels is a faraway place. Boston, New York, cities tend to be targeted. All right, San Bernardino, there are some places that are not necessarily cities. However, for the most part, I would say that as Americans in general, we are safe. Therefore, it's important to assure our children that they are safe. Help them to recognize that they are also courageous and that there are situations sometimes that are scary, but it's important to go on with their life. This will instill in them a sense of empowerment. Just because something happened doesn't mean that I need to hide my head or stay under the covers, quivering with fear. We're going to carry on. We're going to do everything that we've always done. Nothing, because this has happened, nothing is going to stop us. We're still going to go to soccer. We're still going to go to piano lessons. We're still going to go to the school play. We're going to go to the movies. We're going to go to our place of worship. We're going to, go to that Easter egg hunt. We're going to do all the things that we always do as a family and always have done as a family. And we're together and we're doing it together. This also gives you an opportunity, say, for yourself. I don't know if any of you that watch the news sometimes and they do those, you know, going around asking people about, you know, when we fought for our independence, who were we fighting against? And they go, I don't know, Tennessee? And, you know, when did we win our independence? I don't know, 1923? Educate yourselves. Very important. Educate yourself about who we are as a country. That we are based on an idea and an ideal of freedom. We are an experiment still to this day of a country. As a matter of fact, the Speaker of the House just today was talking about that. So I do keep up on politics. And that we are a country of ideas and ideals of freedom. Teach that to your children. Let them know about the institutions of a democracy, that they are still in place, that we are a republic. And we saw all the times we hear, well, we're a democracy. Well, we vote mostly in a democratic fashion. However, we are really a republic. We are a country based on laws. And that we freely choose to follow the law. No one forces me to drive 55 or 65 miles an hour. I make a choice to do that because I choose not to get a ticket. It encourages personal responsibility and it gives you the opportunity to teach this to your children. Someday they are going to be adults also, so it's important for them to know how our government works. And that our government's purpose is not about providing regulations as to whether we throw garbage on the street or not. Educating us to do so, maybe even having laws to restrict us, doesn't mean that we're not going to. It's that I choose not to. But that they can have a role and that they can see that our government is, it's really there to help protect us from outside threats. And recognize if your children are watching too much terror, violence, playing violent games. Be aware of that. You are the parent, not the friend, but the parent. It's your job to keep your children safe and to educate them. Set boundaries and limits with them.